Okay, now I'm, my mouth is watering now.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
This one, get some of this pulp.
Ooh. Mm.
Add it to your mayonnaise, chili mayo.
Gosh, amazing.
Mm.
Yeah. You're like,
do a little dance.
Yeah, I like that little dance.
Oh my God.
Welcome to Nourished by Spinneys, the podcast which promises to inspire you to eat well and live well. I'm Tiffany Eslick.
And I'm Devina Devecha. This is a space where we hope to nourish your heart and soul. On this show, we chat with leading players in the food community, from farmers to foodies, as well as health and well-being experts. It's all about engaging conversations and fresh ideas.
Today, we're driving out to the desert behind Town Square, which, if you live in Dubai, is part of the Dubai South residential area, which is quite close to Al Kudra cycling track and has a lot of open spaces where we could barbecue.
Puppy dog. Puppy dog chasing deer.
Oh.
See this little gazelles? Yeah. Welcome to Town Square.
It's nice. More and more attractive to me, actually. Yeah.
Well, I mean, friends, we are literally 5 minutes from home.
Yeah.
I'm hoping he's going back to someone.
It's what we do. The whole area. You walk through Town Square on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night in winter, and all you smell is barbecue.
So today we're cooking with Chef Troy Payne. Well, he's doing the cooking, we're doing the eating. He showed us some of the basics of cooking outdoors with so many simple tips that could elevate your next barbecue evening. So Troy's been doing so many interesting things throughout his career. He's been in the kitchen, of course, with a number of places here, as well as launching his own concepts. And then recently he's been running something called Home with Troy, where he'd show up and actually barbecue with you.
Yes, and we'll also dig into a bit of a touchy subject between South Africans on one side and Americans on the other, and the Australians somewhere in the middle, about the difference between barbecue and braai.
I'll call it braai tonight.
Yay!
Because braai, look, I'm an Australian. Barbecue means electric.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah? Barbecue is like electric or coal. Right?
Yeah.
Braai is wood.
Gotcha.
People often mistake it too. They're like, oh, I'm braaiing tonight. And you're like, no, you're not.
Cooking on gas.
You're cooking on gas, man. Yeah, braai needs, you know, the other thing, like there's slow cooking on fire, working with fire, and then there's braai. Braai is a big pit that is on fire.
Got it.
That's lit. You're cooking on flames.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
Whereas, you know, anything else isn't.
Okay. I did not know that distinction. So it's good to know that.
Yeah.
I mean, in Australia, we do this and you go, oh, cool, we're having a barbecue. Barbecue
kind
is just
like an umbrella.
As an umbrella. Mm. Yeah, but when it comes technically, with the debate between the Aussies and the South Africans, it's a constant battle.
Do you have like favorites in terms of what you like to use, cook on a braai?
Look, one of the things is that, and I did this a lot when we were doing whenever we do things in the desert, and even for the menus that I offer people.
Mm.
I mean, I did one which was completely vegan, vegetarian.
I remember that. I think, yeah.
And I was just, no meat, no fish, nothing. Mm. Come and eat.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what? And then they got there and they're like, this is awesome. This is cool. It's like, like, the beauty of this is that you can't replicate the flavor, this taste. Yeah. Like, you can have it in a restaurant, we get wood-fired things and stuff like that. But you cannot replicate cooking on wood. I mean, we have different types of wood.
Yeah.
You have olive wood. You know, you'd be quite amazed. You cook with olive wood. And sometimes when you're cooking things, you'll get this, like, almost fatty film over your food and over your palate. You know, and then if I get, you know, I'll go to one of the my favorite little Arabic shops and they sell olive leaves. And so then you get dried olive leaves and then you put them on the fire and you smoke it up even more. And like, you know, you can, it's just not fire, like it's like coals and you're smoking it and you put something on and put a lid on it. And, you know, instead of glass domes with fake machines, it's, you know. And so there's lots of different things, you know. Everything that you do with like smokehouses where there's cherry woods and hickories and pecans and all this, they do have flavor. They do have different scents. And those different scents is, it affects whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and comes through in it.
I got really into smoking fish when I was in Ireland last year. So we were working with wild salmon and all sorts of amazing different types of wood chips. It's kind of like this obsession of mine. But yeah. I haven't done much of it.
Now, you should do it.
I do need to, because there's something therapeutic about playing with the smoke and realizing what point you should stop it, or you shouldn't, or pushing it a little bit further. And just such simple ingredients and materials that you're working with and what you can achieve. You
know? And just experimenting, right? Mm. To try and figure out, I guess, what works, but also what you like.
Yeah.
It's cool. So you were doing salmon?
Mostly salmon.
Oh, nice.
I tried a couple of other things, but I really liked working with the salmon. So I'm going to hit Troy up for his olive leaves.
Yeah.
Try something like that.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, just being out there was so lovely at sunset, with that, you know, the sky was clear and seeing the sun just dip into the horizon.
Yeah.
There was barely any wind, so no dust was flying anywhere.
Yeah, thankfully.
And just under that lovely gaff tree in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it was just, it's like that meeting point, you know, the pointer where you go and start barbecuing and just gather with the community. It was just that really wholesome experience, actually, to be doing that. In, I think, a span of 2 hours, he set up a tomahawk steak, some fish fillet, broccoli, some toum.
Yeah, and we brought along fresh za'atar. I loved it when he threw that into the coals.
Oh, yeah?
Mint chutney, chili jam. What else?
Well, he also bought lamb ribs and some potato spice.
Potato spice?
Potato spice.
It's like... MSG flavored, so flavored MSG salt.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, divine.
I love that like tingle on my tongue. It's so nice.
Exactly.
That's the MSG salt.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with MSG if it's used properly.
I didn't say there was. I was just like,
No, I'm just
tingling.
We're on this.
Yeah. Oh my God, you just want to dip again.
Yeah. See? I brought some lamb belly.
Oh, fantastic.
Some lamb ribs. Basically, my wife requested it.
Okay.
She wants to have this when she gets home.
Okay.
But I'll demonstrate. Yeah. I've got two, so we can show you. You can always try if you like.
Yeah.
But this I'm going to do in some fig jam.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice.
Right?
Okay.
So part of the idea is to sort of show you, like, we're not trying to change the world, but it's that thing, it's like, this is the thing that I like about braai. There's no limit. Everybody does braai and they go, yeah, braai. And they go off and they get chicken wings or chicken kebabs. They'll get some meat kebabs. They'll get some steaks and they'll get sausages and that's it.
Yeah.
Right? So the thing with, that's why I was like, with Davina asked, I was like, well, you can bring anything and we can talk about it. Because it's like, yeah, these are great. It's awesome, you know, and you can sit there and you put it on and we will show you, you know, season it up with some salt, pepper and potato spice. You know, you'll be amazed what potato spice can do.
Yeah.
And I've also brought another one because of where we're in the Middle East. So I brought baharat.
Oh, I love baharat. Oh, nice. Yeah.
So this is a house-made one.
Oh, really? Wow.
You should sell your own spice mixes.
Oh, that's a process.
Yeah. That you don't feel like going to.
Yeah.
I think something like a tomahawk, though, could scare people if they're not like a...
Yeah. Like, I mean, it would scare me.
Not a newbie barbecue, but like, you know, it would scare me even.
Yeah.
Because if you don't really know what you're doing with fire, but actually, it is so simple to cook.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. That looks great, actually.
Yeah.
Everybody overcomplicates things. And they, if you just stop for a minute, it's not complicated.
Mm.
So we've got our fire. It's starting to do nice things now.
Mm.
Yeah. So that takes what? We've been 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So this is the thing, like, it forces you to slow down. Yeah. It forces, the beauty of it slows down. You think about what you're going to cook. You know that, you know, it gives you time to think about it, gives you time to appreciate it.
Mm.
I mean, you top off slowing down, chatting, being outside in the open air, and then top that off with good produce. And doing it with a group of people, there's not much that can beat it.
Absolutely.
I'm feeling inspired now, honestly. So wait, what are we doing?
Oh, so this is, we are salting. Mm-hmm. So this is a bit of a fancy sea salt mix. Mm-hmm. But I just like using the salt. Look, salt is a huge thing for me. I could do 3-hour talk on salt.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
so we won't do that.
Podcast number two.
Yeah. You've got to remember, this is going on fire.
Yeah.
And coals. So half of this stuff will not survive.
Mm. Right.
And
yep.
So when people go, oh my God, how much salt are you putting on that? You've got to remember that it won't be there at the end.
Yeah. So when
but
people
it helps
are
flavoring things.
Right. So just be generous when we're salting.
Be generous. Be yep. generous with your food when you're salting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, especially when cooking on fire.
Okay.
Enough, you know. You'll see what I mean afterwards.
Yeah, but this is just like a nice coverage across the entire
and all sides as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which now, is important.
I know there might be debate in this, but pepper's cool. Mm-hmm. But for a tomahawk this size, you know, you can put a little bit on it. Yeah. I prefer not to.
Okay.
For me, pepper burns.
Mm. Right, yep.
So, you know, we can put a little bit on it, but it's not, I'm not a fan, like later on afterwards, you know, when you're putting in your...
Oh yeah, that was just a pinch really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
like ground peppers, you're not putting whole peppercorns on.
No.
Yeah.
That's how simple it is. There's no need to oil it. There's no need to do everything. Leave it out. We're going to, you know, technically we should have our meat out for about an hour before we're cooking it. Mm-hmm. You want it to come up to sort of nicer temperature.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you put a cold steak, like if you get a steak from the fridge, with anything, you get a steak from the fridge and put it onto a fire, well, the center's never going to get warm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to shock that thing into
you're gonna, like, and it's going to get, yeah. bit, you know, it's going to panic.
Mm.
That looks beautiful, though.
Mm.
It's just salt and yeah. just a bit of pepper.
It's such a primal cut, you know. Like
mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's more the thing. And it is very much it is that primal thing.
Mm.
So we can do some fish.
Okay.
So while I'm just setting this up, we can talk about the different things. Like, you know, look, lamb and... Fig and lamb's nice together, yeah?
Yeah.
People should stop being scared about stuff. Cooks, we make mistakes every day. There's things we make stuff and we go, that tastes like shit. It's not something we're serving to someone, but like you, sometimes you'll try something and you'll just go,
That didn't work.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that happen that don't work, that people don't see.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a lot of time, there's a lot of research and development that goes into things.
Mm.
There's a lot of time and effort, you know, and to get to that final dish.
Ooh.
See, this is what I mean. Like food is, there's so much freedom in food.
Mm.
In one sense, let's just make some fish and chips barbecue style.
Oh, cool.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So you're just like slicing up a potato there.
Yeah.
Skin on.
Skin on.
Yeah.
Skin's good.
Yeah.
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 I prefer it with it on. It just tastes better.
Yeah, me too.
Right. So we're going to have our piece of foil. Okay. We're doing sea bass.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's filleted. So let's lay some potato down.
Okay.
And surprise, surprise, guess what? It's also going to protect the fish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Right?
And so if you weren't doing this filleted and you were doing a whole one, you would just lay the whole fish on top of these potatoes, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd put some lemon inside it.
Putting that over the potatoes.
So we're going to put some potato spice over the potatoes. In Australia, if we're doing this, this would be chicken salt.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Oh,
yep. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing you could use is celery salt.
Mm. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That is not used enough and it's so good.
Yes. Do you want to know why it's so good?
Tell me. Because, I mean, I'm addicted to it.
Because there's MSG in celery. The celery leaves, the little baby ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're high in MSG.
Oh, really? So they're naturally occurring.
Naturally. Yeah, right?
That's amazing.
MSG is natural.
True, yeah.
It's taken out of food.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then too much.
Yeah. Concentrated as a product. And then everyone goes, MSG is nasty and we can't have it. I can't eat anything with MSG in it. It's actually a natural product.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah. Mind you, probably these days it's probably, they've found out a way to, obviously to mass produce it.
Yeah. So I need to find like the most natural celery salt I can find.
Right, so let's do potatoes.
Okay.
We're going to put down two pieces of lemon.
Okay.
We're going to put a fish on top. So we've got skinned, we've gone skin side down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're looking at potatoes, then we're looking at spices, we're looking at lemons and layered, mm-hmm. and then we layered our fish fillet on top with the flesh up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because then we're going to get one of Troy's favorite ingredients in the world, I even made, got t-shirts made.
Oh, really?
It says, Tum is life.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? So we're going to put the Tum inside. So we're going to put the other fish fillet on top.
Okay.
Right? Then we're going to get some lemon and put that on there.
All right, so you put the flesh down on flesh. So we're
flesh
looking
on flesh.
Yep.
So you've got flesh, Tum, another piece of flesh. So we put the fish back together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to put the potatoes on top of the lemon again.
Nice. Yeah.
So we have made that. And so we're protecting it all.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to wrap that up. So we've made a little pouch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There we go. On it goes.
And I mean, so you've still got flames going. Mm. What kind of heat is that now? Would you say medium?
Oh, this is just a nice, like I count to five with my hand.
Yeah.
Pretty much over it.
Okay.
At the height of the fish. So we've got, but over this side too, I mean, outdoors, beauty of barbecue is we've got different heat spots because of the wind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if I was to put it over here, it'd be hotter. If I put it here, it's cooler.
Yeah. Right.
So there's all these different things.
Yeah.
As part of the fun. So fish is on and cooking.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, we're going to give that 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
And then we'll just, after, you know, after a bit, look, this is one of those things when you're out here, you go, oh, has it been on long enough?
Yeah.
Flip it over. Oh, has that been on long enough? Oh, someone flip that over. We'll get this big tomahawk and we're going to start that in a hot spot.
Okay.
The beauty of the tomahawks is that you got a handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really interested when you asked for broccoli, like what you were doing with a whole head of broccoli on the braai.
I love broccoli. Mm-hmm. I think broccoli, to see the way my voice changed.
Yeah, it did.
It did change. Yeah. It just went down like a few decibels, yeah.
I think broccoli is one of the most.
I love broccoli.
It's absolutely a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So you see, we've got the broccoli with the stem. I cut the whole head in half, and then we've cut both halves into quarters.
Okay.
So we've got these big wedges. Big tree wedges.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Under the tree.
under the tree.
Yeah.
The tree under the tree.
Yeah.
Right? If you're being fancy, yeah, we call this a cauliflower steak.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, but this is broccoli.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a broccoli steak.
Yes.
Right. Now, what do we got now? This one, let's get some of this baharat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the broccoli.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Another thing that's fun is just put things together with the same letters.
Such a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm now just like, wait.
Carrots and Cajuns.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised at some of the kooky ways of doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you go, I have a roasted broccoli, beetroot, and baharat salad.
Oh.
And you go, ooh, sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your voice just drops every time you say broccoli. It's quite fascinating.
Yeah. I think you need a t-shirt for broccoli.
Next. It's as easy as the tomahawk. And instantly,
listen to that crackle.
Oh, snack, crackle, oil, pop.
Yeah. And Troy's love for broccoli doesn't stop there. We will actually have a bonus episode with Troy out for you next week with some extra broccoli nuggets and also a bit about his own journey with cooking. So stay tuned for that.
And we'll get into more barbecue, more fun tips, and more with Chef Troy right after this short break. Davina, let's take a minute to talk about one of my favorite things, cheese.
Do you have a favorite kind of cheese though, or is that too hard a question?
Absolutely. I'm not even going down that road. But I know the cheese I want to talk about right now, and that's Parmigiano Reggiano. I was in Italy earlier this year and found myself surrounded by wheels of them stacked into towers, almost like a skyline. This is at our supplier Zanetti, which is now in its fourth generation, having started in 1900 by Guido Zanetti. His great-grandson Paolo Zanetti gave me a fantastic tour.
Most importantly, did you get to try both the Parmigiano Reggiano and the Grana Padano?
Yes, absolutely. I tried various wheels of cheese of different ages, and Paolo really went into detail about like which cheese goes with which dish that you're trying to serve.
Or a big occasion, like together with very good Italian red wine or champagne, it's good to have a very well mature Parmigiano Reggiano, like a 3 years old Parmigiano Reggiano. If you want products to be grated on pasta, like 60 months old Grana Padano is very good. And as a table cheese or as an appetizer cheese or as a piece of cheese, I used to have a Parmigiano Reggiano, well mature Parmigiano Reggiano, like 3 years old Parmigiano Reggiano.
So the next time you're serving something special for your friends or family, or just indulging in a slice of pizza or leftover pasta for breakfast, grate some of our Spinney's Food Parmigiano Reggiano or Grana Padano today. Welcome back. You're listening to Nourished by Spinney's, and let's get right back to our braai with Chef Troy Payne.
We might turn up the heat a little bit. But you see, like, it's just nice, isn't it?
Mm. And when you say turn up the heat, does that mean you're going to, like, stoke the fire or move things?
We're going to move things a little bit.
Oh, and add some more wood. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So this is another reason why, look, cooking on fire, yes, it can be very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then at the same time, it's very not simple.
Mm.
You don't want to overstoke fires. You don't want to play with them too much. But then at the same time, playing with them's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just by moving your coals, you can increase the heat. You know,
yeah.
A lot of the time it's nice to have one end that you have a fire end, and then you pull your coals from that and shuffle them across.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get the lemons.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just around the edge of your fire, we're going to put them. So see this.
So spot, just halves.
So here, okay. Do you want to have a feel?
Yeah.
It's not very hot, is it?
No, here it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So just over here, we're going to warm. What we're doing is they can get some color, but we're just going to warm the lemons.
They're just halves. That's the
lemon halves on there with the flesh side down.
Yep.
You know, everyone sits there and squeezes a lemon. Yeah. And it can be quite difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is great with limes.
Okay.
Okay. So, but when you warm them up.
Mm-hmm.
They soften and the sugars come out.
Right.
And it's still this massive, incredible lemon flavor, but it's also got this sweetness. It's just, you'll try it later on.
Okay. Oh, great tip.
It's amazing.
Mm.
Okay. So everything's happening there.
Yeah.
Then, so we should do, I think, a little mental note for the viewers or the listeners. We call them the listeners.
Yes, yes.
Why, hello, listeners.
Yeah. You're getting Troy's special voice.
Yes. Yeah. You're the special voice for listeners. Is that, you know, this fire, what we're cooking on today, it's nothing huge. We're looking at 40 centimeters by 50, 60 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the top. So it's only a small space. And yes, we have a whole fish on.
Yeah.
It's two halves. That's a whole fish.
Yeah.
With potatoes, lemon, tom, fish and chips in a bag.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, fish and chips, you went to the fish and chip shop, you got it in the paper bag, you tore the top off and ate out of the bag, of the bag. Well, it's a version of that, except it's foil. So it's fish and chips, barbecue style. We've got a whole tomahawk on there, 1.1 kilos worth.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a whole head of broccoli. Mm. We've got two lemons there cooking away to sweeten up to squeeze on our meat later on.
Yeah.
Acid and meat afterwards is great.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not stop there. I feel like.
No, you're on a roll.
You're on a roll.
Yeah. We're on a roll. Now I feel like one
Should
of those.
Can we invite everyone from Town Square to come down?
See, this is what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. This is what happens. Yeah. You sit here and you go, I'll be home by 7.
Yeah. Lies.
Right? No.
Yeah.
Right? With a barbecue, you've got the time to be able to have courses and spend the whole evening. It's not about jamming your food into 10 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's two courses with a side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you've got, we want to make up something like, or you bring along we've got some mayonnaise, we've got our lemon that's going to doing sort of like a charred burned lemon.
Mm-hmm.
You get your aioli, mix in some of that lemon and the charred bits, chuck in some more seasoning, some salt and pepper, and mix it with a bit of parsley or some za'atar. Oh, that's what I forgot about, the za'atar.
Oh, where's that going?
Oh, let's have some fun with it first. Okay. I think people forget that za'atar comes fresh as a herb.
Yeah.
Everyone just thinks of it as mana'ush, you know.
Yeah.
And this is what I was talking about a bit earlier. Whereas, let's go stand by the fire.
Smells so good.
Okay.
Right? Let's put some down there.
Ooh,
and then
nice.
Stand over
very
here.
Very nice.
And then everyone.
Everyone
get down on your knees. Right?
I mean, for people listening, we are basically crouched around the grill and the fire.
I am actually on my knees. Get on your knees.
You're on your knees.
Now, we've put the za'atar on the fire down the bottom in the coals.
Oh my God.
Wow. You see?
Yes.
As it starts coming through?
Yeah.
right? Za'atar is a powerful, powerful herb.
Yeah.
Powerful, powerful plant. So this is what we're talking about. There's different things and different ways to flavor everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your wood and your coal is important. Everything's part of everything. And the more that people...
I got a big whiff of that.
Yeah, see, it will come through as it dries
as
out more.
Wind, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so the more that we look at things in an unwasteful manner, yeah?
Mm.
A lot of the time, you know, growing up, a lot of people go, oh, yeah, I finished cooking, so, oh, I finished eating my paper plate, just throw it on the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, no, please don't do that.
Mm.
It's like, I still want to cook.
Yeah.
And don't throw your processed plastic plate or whatever on the fire. And everyone thinks they can throw everything on a fire. And it's like, please don't. Like, put it in a bag and take it to the bin.
Yeah.
And I think while we're on the topic of different things, like talking about the fires and stuff like that, I think it's very important. One of the biggest things and the biggest problems, you know, when you go, if you're wherever you are, and like if you want to be outside in the outdoors cooking in the UAE, number one, fires stay in fire pits. Mm. At the end of it, please put your fires out. Don't bury your fires in the sand. You know, someone could walk over it. That fire stays hot underneath sand, buried sand, for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have wildlife that's, you know, can step across it and walk across it. We have bugs. We have, you know, I need to say, there's camel spiders that are attracted to heat.
Yeah.
So you don't want, they don't, no matter how annoying these things could be, we don't want to lose them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're a part of us, of this beautiful world. We're trying to make it a beautiful world.
Mm.
But it's hard, isn't it? But, you know, so please, everyone just take their stuff with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring garbage bags. Bring water, not just to drink, to put fires out.
Yeah.
Take everything. How you arrived is how you should leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to do that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's so very important.
Right. So we'll have a look at our little tomahawk. We got a nice little crust happening.
Yeah,
yeah.
Very nice.
Our fish warming up down there. That's good. Right, so there we got distracted by the za'atar. There's nothing wrong being distracted by,
no,
you know,
no,
by za'atar. Yeah. But I mean, you know, look, tum, we've got za'atar, we've got salt. You know, this is the cut your bun in half. Spread some tum on it.
Yeah.
Chop up your za'atar and put it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put anything. You got garlic bread.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
True.
It's, you know, it's,
yeah.
Or you've got a nice flavoured thing to put your make your burger even better.
Yeah.
So this is one's gonna be a bit more fun. So this one's
What do we have?
So these are lamb ribs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's diversify things.
Yes.
Okay.
So here we have fig jam.
Okay.
Right. So we don't need to cut this or anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sprinkle salt everywhere.
Okay.
We're going to get some of our pepper for this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sprinkle some pepper. The thing with this is that, you know, we have barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Right? And you have barbecue sticky ribs.
Mm.
Right. Sorry, that's what I'm trying to talk about. It's ingredients mixed together with some honey or maple or sugar. Yeah. And baste it on stuff and done. Mm. So we get, yeah. And it goes sticky and nice.
Mm.
Fig jam in your pantry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I even do it with I have a mulberry syrup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Mulberry syrup.
So delicious.
And I get that and I make sauces with that and marinade.
Oh, nice. Yeah? Yeah.
So it's fruity. But fruity is better because it's natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I know this is a jar of jam. But it's still, this is, you know,
good quality jam.
Yeah. So you're just like putting that all
and
over.
And so we're going to, we're smearing our fig jam all over our meat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the sweetness.
Yeah.
And then you've got natural crack and popple from the seeds in the figs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So please don't get a non-seeded fig jam.
Okay.
That's the whole, that's the part of the beauty of a fig is the seeds. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to smear that on.
I guess a gooseberry jam could be really nice as well.
You could do anything.
Yeah.
This is the beauty.
Yeah.
This is what, yeah. So we've got all that fig jam on there. Mm-hmm. So that's providing our sweetness. Underneath, we've got our pepper, our salt. Yeah.
Okay. So both sides are getting coated.
Mm. Yeah. Everything, everywhere. I mean, ideally, this would be, I'd you'd do this at home,
mm.
and you'd put it in a bag and leave it in the fridge for a day,
yeah.
okay. overnight.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everything could go right into it and would be, you know.
Yeah.
What's that? That's that. There's a word.
Marinade? I don't
know. Yeah.
yeah.
The deeper word than that.
I was thinking of something.
Yeah,
deeper.
The voice.
Oh, right.
The voice. Yeah. We're going to drop the voice.
Okay. Infuse? Try to think.
Yeah, one of those things. So let's get this tomahawk. That's warmed up.
Ooh,
wow.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, hear the snap, crackle, yeah. pop. Listeners, can you hear that? So we're going to flip our fish over.
Okay.
I want you to feel the foil.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So you can tell that it's not just surfacing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's actually really embedded in.
It's actually bedded in, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's why I flipped it for a minute just to feel it, but now I know that heat's there, right? It's foil. So what it's going to do is we've created a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the steam in there.
Yeah.
So because there's lemon, which has got moisture, the potato, the tom, the fish, it's all got moisture.
Yeah.
So as it heats up, that moisture comes out. So we've entrapped it in the bag in papillote.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then when we flip it over, it doesn't mean this stops cooking. So what we've got is now we've got double heat.
Yeah.
Before we had heat circulating, right?
Yeah.
Same as if you put a lid on a pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now we've rolled it over. Mm. So that heat in the top, it doesn't just disappear.
Mm.
It's going to keep continuing.
Right,
yeah.
Yep.
So that's going to happen. Okay. So we've got our tomahawk. We flipped over to cooking the other side. We've got our broccoli, which is going to go cook the other edge.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get turned one more time.
Okay.
And so we're going to get the flowerette part. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is about, you know, broccolis and vegetables and things like this. They have moisture in them.
Yeah.
You put it over fire, what happens? The moisture heats up.
Yeah.
When the moisture heats up, it's cooking it.
Yeah.
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 It's not going to be that mushy boiled broccoli that's terrible.
Right.
that scarred me for life for a long time. So back to that lamb.
Yeah.
So we got lots of fig in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And imagine this has been overnight.
Yeah.
Right. And we're just going to put that on the grill.
Okay.
Okay. In the meantime, we'll lather up the other one.
Yes. Yeah.
And one of the things I like about this too is that everybody, we all go for the, there's nothing wrong with the tomahawks, there's nothing wrong with steaks, there's nothing wrong with sausages, there's nothing wrong with anything on the braai.
Mm.
But we are living in a world where we need to think about food.
Mm.
And using it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Waste is terrible.
Mm.
Right? Everyone thinks ribs from other animals are brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But lamb is better.
Mm.
Right? Or it's just as good.
Yeah.
So it's about realizing, you know, I think this is one of the things too. I mean, I know that you guys at Spinneys are also trying to branch out and do a lot of different cuts in the butchers.
Mm.
I've noticed that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do commend that. Like, that's
okay.
Which is good to see.
We are going to be working with a local lamb producer, Verticraft. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to be bringing in that as well, which is interesting, you know.
Yeah.
So you're putting the tum over the lamb.
It's, you know, tum, lamb, shawarma.
Mm.
Yeah.
And any kind of meat, like marinated in sort of yogurt or cream is great.
Yeah, if I was to get really fancy on this lamb, on these lamb ribs,
mm-hmm.
Then I'd be making a marinade with fig, yogurt, garlic, the tom.
Oh, nice.
And then I'd put this in a bag and seal the bag airtight and leave that for a good couple of days, like 2 days.
Okay.
And then come out and barbecue.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, this is still fancy. This is great.
Yeah.
yeah.
So there we go. So what I'll do is well, I'll just tidy up.
You're so neat anyway. I mean, yeah, not much to tidy up. Let's just like wipe this one little bit off the board. And
you've been, I mean,
yeah,
you're professional.
Yeah, exactly.
When I cook in my own kitchen,
yeah,
it's like, woohoo. I mean, I like to keep it contained, but I definitely have more cleanup than this.
yeah.
So, yeah.
I have a lot more cleanup.
yeah. This is just nice, isn't it?
Mm.
And we dip that delicious meat into an impromptu dip of mayo, some Spinney's chili jam, juice from the charred lemons. And, well, we'll save you from sounds of more oohing and aahing that you heard right at the start of the episode, but suffice to say there was a lot of it.
Our podcast is called Nourish. Yes. So we'd like to know from everyone, what nourishes your soul?
Oh, his voice went down again.
Simple things. Standing here and in fresh air outside, cooking. That's I think I find that nourishing. Watching people around me enjoy it or be a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's food is not a singular thing. Yeah, never is. Cooking is not singular.
Mm.
If it was, it'd be boring.
Yeah.
You know, and it would be, then you'd see some really crazy chefs.
Really?
But it's
only then.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's that thing. I mean, look, yeah. Well, when I first started cooking, I got, you think it's all your.
Yeah.
And then in the end, then they have stages where look, for me, I've always, for a long time now, food is just a connection to everything and everyone. You know, my amount of belief in food with heritage and culture and traditional methods and things like this, it comes from that. It used to be so simple. Food can be world peace. It's the only time when you sit down, people sit down around a table, people don't argue. Mm. People don't argue when they're sitting at a table eating food. Especially if someone is cooking, I got brought up in my family where you sat down for dinner every night. If you had something to say, you said it at the table, but it was a discussion.
Mm.
There was no arguing.
Mm.
If you want people to come together, you sit them at a table, and a table with food on it, food, wine, relax, enjoy, and then everybody's with food. Everyone is equal.
Yeah.
It's they really are. You really are. There's no one greater. There's no one. No one deserves something more than someone else when you're sitting at a table.
Yeah.
The expression to break bread.
Yeah.
It's real. It's like just stand there and to break bread. It's that easy. I find cooking nourishing. Basically, there it is. Yeah. That nourishes me.
Yeah.
Because of the joy, the pleasure, the simplicity that it can provide anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm totally going to eat this bread.
Yeah. I can't. It's not on my diet. I don't know. I still do it. Is I do the heart hats, pay it forward hats.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a whole heap. I made one hat. I was stuck in Dragon Mart. I had to wait for something. And I went, walk past this guy and I went, can you put a heart on a hat for me?
Yeah.
And he went, yeah. Because I used to do t-shirts.
Okay.
With a heart here and a heart on the back.
Okay.
So that when you walk down the street, you show that it's your heart's all of you. Yeah. It's not just a front. It's not just a front.
Okay.
It's like you can see, I'm showing your heart, right, to everyone around. And so I used to do that, and I've done artwork at home with the hearts and stuff.
Okay.
So I was like, come on, put on a hat. So I put on a hat, and I walked out, and the first thing I did, I walked out and walked into a shop, and this person goes, oh, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
And smiled. And I was like, hmm. And then I had another woman, one of the ladies that works at Spinney's.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that's just, and she started smiling and she goes, it's awesome. And I went, what color do you like?
Yeah.
So I walked out, got one from the car and came back and gave it to her.
Oh.
And she burst into tears. And she's like, why? And I went, why not? I said, it made you smile. I said, so how about you just go and make someone else smile?
Yeah.
And then it turned into, then it built more. I had a huge guy with tattoos and,
Yeah.
He's like, great hat, mate. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Put a hat on him.
Yeah.
And it just started snowballing.
Yeah.
And then the next minute I was like, all right. And I even did a dinner. And it was like, that was actually the one that I did for free in the end.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? If you've got a hat, then you come eat for free.
Yeah.
Right. So the idea was, so then I just started making hats and giving them to people. Teachers got on board and I did it to schools.
Okay.
But not for the kids, for the teachers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The teachers want it for the teachers. Yeah. Spread it from the top. And so then we did it, and then it became this thing. It's like you get a hat, it doesn't cost a thing, but all you have to do is go and do something nice for a stranger.
Okay.
Whether it's pick something off a shelf for them.
Yeah.
Or stop when there's someone on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Or, just it can be anything.
That's and so, amazing. So yeah. You still do the hats?
Yeah, I still do the hats.
I think we need to get a bunch at Spitties.
The hats?
Yeah. With all the cheesy jumpers. No, yeah.
But yeah, so, but I think you need more of that, more of that stuff in the world. Absolutely. And it shouldn't be, this is what, sorry, this is the point of it, is that it shouldn't be, there's no reason why it should be criticized.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. These days, people, you do something nice.
Yeah.
And people criticize people for being nice.
Yeah.
And it's wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll have a lot more on our bonus episode that will be out next week, covering some of Troy's early journey and how just by changing the way we prep or cook something can bring out goodness even ingredients we don't really enjoy. If you liked this episode, we also recommend you check out our first episode from last season with the UAE's own pitmaster, Hatem Matar, talking about smoking meat.
This episode was brought to you by Spinneys and is hosted by me, Devina Devecha, and Tiffany Eslick. We're produced by Chirag Desai. Don't forget to follow Spinneys on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok for more. You can also visit us at spinneys.com, where you can shop for fresh produce and a variety of local and exclusive products.
See you next week.